This bullet is an old one. In 1897, it was fired at the president of Uruguay by a young man from Montevideo, Avelino Arredondo, who had spent long weeks without seeing anyone so that the world might know that he acted alone. 30 years earlier, Lincoln had been murdered by that same ball, by the criminal or magical hand of an actor, transformed by the words of Shakespeare into Marcus Brutus, Caesar's murderer. In the mid-17th century, vengeance had employed it for the assassination of Sweden's Gustavus Adolphus in the midst of the public hecatomb of battle. In earlier times, the bullet had been other things, because Pythagorean metempsychosis is not reserved for humankind alone. It was the silken cord given to viziers in the East, the rifles and bayonets that cut down the defenders of the Alamo, the triangular blade that slit a queen's throat, the wood of the cross, and the dark nails that pierced the flesh of the Redeemer. The poison, kept by the Carthaginian chief in an iron ring on his finger, the serene goblet that Socrates drank down one evening. In the dawn of time, it was the stone that Cain hurled at Abel. And in the future, it shall be many things that we cannot even imagine today, but that will be able to put an end to men and their wondrous, fragile life.